Zechid Nishmas Avimor Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas, Zechid Nishmas Daniel Hashem Vas Yehoshua Falak. Okay, everyone, good morning. Today we're beginning packet 31, Lamed Aleph, a continuation from yesterday's Shir. So yesterday we discussed different gedolim and different things that were said at times of the Magefa. Hello? Yeah? I'll call you back. I'm in the middle of Shir now, okay? I'll call you back soon. Bye-bye. So, the times of the Magefa. And we saw what Rabbi Akiva Eiger, how he dealt with it, the Chasam Sofer, and the famous story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who publicly told the people to eat on Yom Kippur, and he publicly made Kiddush, and supposedly ate Mazonos publicly on Yom Kippur. And we saw that not everyone subscribed to what he did. And there was people that were upset, and they said he should have spoken to the Beis Din, etc. So it's brought down that one of the people in Vilna that was from the opponents in the Sefer was Rav Betzal HaKohen of Vilna. He was one of the Dayanim of Vilna, famous Dayanim of Vilna, his brother of Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, and he wrote the Sefer Reishis Bikurim. Tshuvas from Rav Betzal HaKohen of Vilna. And if you look here on page 3 on the bottom, where he discusses the fasting during a pandemic, he quotes the Magen Avraham. I should have really put this Magen Avraham in the packet, but I'll read it to you. It's the Magen Avraham here on Tav Kuf Ayin Vav Sifkat Beis. That's in Hilchas Tainus in the Shulchan Aruch, where it discusses. I'll read it to you, and you can look it up on your own. In Tav Kuf Ayin Vav Sifkat Beis in Shulchan Aruch, in the Sifkat Beis in the Magen Avraham, and I'll read it to you. He says, "Ha'idna ein misanim klal b'shas hadever." He says, "Today we don't fast during dever." That's a type of, you know, one of the ten makas, you know, some type of plague. Why? The menusahu. If a person doesn't eat and drink at a time of a pandemic, then what? Then that he's going to be much more susceptible to being getting the disease, getting the pandemic affecting him. So therefore, he says over here, the Magen Avraham, that even though we don't fast during a pandemic, what that means is that even a person who doesn't have it yet, right, he doesn't have the pandemic, and the way some explain, and he's basically a healthy person, we're afraid that if he's going to fast during the pandemic, that's going to cause him to be more susceptible to getting it. And that's what the Magen Avraham writes. Now, the Magen Avraham is not in Hilchas Yom Kippur. It's in Hilchas Tainus, where he's discussing all different types of fasts for rain and things like that. But that's what he writes. And some would say that the idea of Rav Yisrael Salanter, when he was telling people to eat, he wasn't telling people to eat because they were sick presently, but he was telling people to eat because they were going to get it or they could be susceptible to get it when they would be fasting. So the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, as quoted, is Rabbi Tzal HaKohen of Vilna. And he writes here, Ra'isi, on the bottom of page 3. Bottom of page 3 in packet in Packet Lamed Aleph. He says, Ve'isi lahaskim bedover mashakosev hagon bal chasam sofer besimachav gimel. The chasam sofer, we've seen this tshuva before, where the chasam sofer discusses imyesh lismach al das ha-magen Avram. Should we rely on the Magen Avraham? Again, the Magen Avraham we just read said that b'shas hadever you don't fast, because if you fast, that can make you more susceptible to catch the magefa. Again, that's in Tav Kuf Ayin Vav Siv Katan Beis. Now, again, the Magen Avraham was not talking about Yom Kippur, but some wanted to apply, and some claim that that's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was doing, applying this Magen Avraham even to Yom Kippur. He says, "If Yesh Lusmach Aldas, should we rely or follow the Magen Avraham, Gam Mitzom HaKippurim, Bezechas B'Sholom? Hey, the later Lodi Hadover Hagadol Azel Adoros Olam." He says, so he feels very strongly, "Asher Betlazim the Hava Chazaka May Alafim Revos Anoshim Anoshim Asher Hava Hishanu Kulam Mitzom Hagadol." He said many people fasted on Yom Kippur, and in the pandemic of that time, cholera lasted many, many years. You know, Bishnas Tovkuf Tzari Beis, Tovresh Tes, Tovresh Chav Zayin. These were the different years, and he said many people fasted. B'chol Medina say to us, V'lo kara lahem kol ra chalila. And he says that nothing bad happened to these people. And he said, that's what he said, and therefore he is, you know, coming out against Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's idea that we should, you know, not fast. He says, "Rak la'osam adoshim shlodes haru benafshosom, az b'achidosam b'shtiyosam wol kreisam b'dvar makashim laguf." People that didn't prepare properly, as be'erv yom kippur kol shekim b'motzoy yom kippur shat zorach shmira rabba yosek hanoda. But if a person took care of himself and, you know, what he is eating and drinking before the fast and after the fast, he doesn't think there should be any problem with fasting on Yom Kippur. Of course, if the person already has it, that could be a different shaila, but, you know, but he's basically a bari. When it comes to the dalet somos, when it comes to the shivos ha-matamas and asara matavis and these things, so then there's what to speak about the Magen Avraham says that you shouldn't fast because that could come to be susceptible. Again, the question of whether which situation it applies is discussed, you know, by different rabbanim. But certainly on Yom Kippur he feels that if you're a bari and you don't have to worry about the Magen Avraham, that you're going to fast and therefore you're going to... And the tshuva that we saw in the Chasam Sofer was that if you have a chashash, so better stay home, don't go to shul and fast, than going to shul and having a chashash. If again, but that's when there is a chashash, that I'm not saying that going to shul today would be that chashash, but that one has to discuss with their own, you know, doctor or thing like that. But the Reishis Bikurim feels very strongly that one should fast on Yom Kippur. And the Magen Avraham, you could be more lenient on for the other tzomos, chveis, tzom Gedalia, and things like that. Ulam b'tzom b'kippurim chalila l'tzarf l'smoch az chashar sholom al das ha-Magen Avraham anal. B'zeh b'uma klal. Hashem yirachem aleinu. So he feels very strongly that this Magen Avraham, again, I apologize that I didn't put it in the packet, but you look it up in Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Ayin Vav Sifkat Beis, where again he writes, "In the Ein Misadim Klal B'Shas Hadever, the Benusa Huk She'ena Ochel V'Shosa Kolit Chasim Sholom Shinoi HaAvir." That if so, the question is, could could we put that into the mix of the discussion for Yom Kippur? He thinks not. And that was his... And if you look, somebody wrote a nice article. The Einstein Medical School comes out with a Torah journal in English for a medical halacha. And in the last pages here of the packet, on page 19 and onward, this fellow, what's his name, Ira Tau, wrote this article on the on Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and the people that, you know, argued with him, you know, on this matter. And I think he quotes also this Rabbi Tzal HaKohen of Vilna, who was one of the Bar Pluktas of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter regarding this psak. And the Reishis Bikurim was the one of the people who, as we just saw now, who didn't agree with him on this matter. Okay, so that's in the article here. Somewhere he makes reference to Rabbi Tzal HaKohen of Vilna. And he goes through, you can read it in greater detail, of all the various pandemics and how long they lasted, and especially the, here, on page, if you want to look on page 20, in the packet here, and he quotes from Yisrael Salanter. Then he says, "As such, the first word in line is such." Is so also attracted on the right side of the page, on page 20. It's page 297 in this article. And he quotes here from a legal standpoint, the episode set a precedent. The abrogation of the fast as precautionary measures against illness. As such, it also attracted the attention of legal antagonists who polemicized against it in the years that followed. Among them was Rabbi Tzal HaKohen, senior Rabbi Jewish, who wrote some 20 years later. It was Rabbi Tzal HaKohen is writing 20 years later after this Maisa of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And that's what we just read in the Sefer. He says, "It's my obligation to make it known for all generations this great matter, that for three successive years greater than 12,000 men and women who fasted on Yom Kippur during the cholera epidemic throughout our lands, and no ill befell any of them. And this was known to virtually the entire world at the time." So that was his... So he wasn't so keen in this psak that of Tzal HaKohen of Vilna. Okay. Now there is another tshuva here.
There was the pandemic of Yisrael Salant was in 1848, and there was another major cholera epidemic in 1869, which is about 20 years later.
Yeah.
So that's what
we're talking about. Yeah. So that's what you're saying, that's why he was talking about it then, 20 years later, yeah. So there is a sefer on page 4 called Yisa Yosef. Yisa Yosef was written by Rav Yosef Afrati. Rav Yosef Afrati Shlita was one of the big Talmidim of Rav Eliashiv. And he was also the Posek in Kerem B'Yavne before Rav Rubenstein. And he's a big Posek today in Eretz Israel, a big Talmud of Rav Eliashiv. And he collected different... He wrote different things, including Pesachim from Rav Yashiv. His several volumes called Yisa Yosef is the name of the Sefer. Yisa Yosef. And he speaks about diabetics fasting. Right? The question of diabetics fasting on Yom Kippur. So, Imarti Asicha Ervach Li, Litzari Chelag Me Apersum Machronim Erev Yom HaKadosh Dvar HaIsra L'Chol Litzar. So he says, apparently some people came out with things that saying that the diabetics should not fast on Yom Kippur. And then he says people were writing different things about that. And he says in the next paragraph, Aleph, in the middle, Location of Persumim Haosrim, Al Holy Sakaris Lotsum, Lamar Shlodas Harofim, the Mikrim Rabim Ein Chashash Al Pikuach Nefesh. Some people want to equate diabetics and the magefa cholera, the pandemic of that time in Vilna, and say just like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter permitted eating in the pandemic in Vilna, so too the diabetics could eat as well. He says, "Royal Tzayin Kigam Im Safik Pichonefesh Lekula Lo Kol Dover Nichlal Bchal Safik." He says, "Not everything is called Safik Pichuach Nefesh." Sakaris Einam. So he writes here, page 6. He says, "Sakaris Einena Magefa Shetzarik Lahatir Blim Lechol Machamosa." He says he doesn't think it's a Magefa that we should allow otherwise healthy people to eat. If a rofe who knows this person, he knows his condition, and he feels that there's no sakana, he's stable, yachalotzum. Right? The other type of diabetes, in other words, the question is what the doctor says. He says, "Gabi yachas lechiv tzom b'shasa magefa." He says, even so, that he gets into that, and then he goes back to the question of the magefa. He says, "Gabi yachas lechiv tzom b'shasa magefa lo hakol hiskimu she'ein lotzum." Not everyone agreed with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Nechlum zeh gadol le'olam, and then he refers to you what we just saw in the Reishis Bikurim. And then he writes that again. We don't have to read it again. And then he talks about taking. In other words, he was against coming out with a global psak for everybody, as opposed to dealing with it on a singular basis of everybody. And then there is a in the discussion here in the Rambam, first in the Gemara Daf Bava Tzia Lamed Amid Beis, where it discusses Hodatam lahem ze beis chayim zeder zog milus chasadim yelchuba bikur cholim. Right, the Gemara's darshaning a mitzvah for each of these things: a mitzvah bikur cholim, milus chasadim, etc. So there is a, and the Rambam writes on page 8: mitzvahs esay shal devrim levaker cholim lenachem aveilim. It's a mitzvah to a bikur cholim, bichum aveilim, etc. And in Rabbi Herschel Reichman's Sefer, of Tzvi Reichman's Sefer on Bava Metzia, which was put together on page 11, and also together with his son, Rabbi Moshe Nechemia Reichman. He quotes here on Rabbi Reichman, this is Rav Salvechik Shiurim on Bava Metzia, where he speaks about this Gemara, and he quotes here on page 12, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he quotes the Bahag. The Bahag counts Bikur Cholim, Nichum Aveilim, as mitzvahs of the Targ mitzvahs. Bikur Cholim is a mitzvah, Nichum Aveilim is a mitzvah. And each of those things that the Gemara darshins. And the Rambam on page 13, he argues, and he says, it's one mitzvah of Haftal Reicha Kamocha. In other words, why should you count it as multiple mitzvahs? It's one mitzvah of, you know, doing chesed, the Haftal Reicha Kamocha or something, and it's not to be counted as separate mitzvahs. And the Ramban defends the Bahag, and he says, Ramban, on page 13 in the right side, and the first word in the line is the Reyecha, Ramban is Tirich Hashitas Bahag, Havabal Alochas Hotzian Lemitzos Elum Mehilchas Be'alach Nedrochav Shomitzis Essay. So what's the pshat of the Rambam? So he says, no, there's one mitzvah klali, says Rav Soloveitchik, of Gemilos Chasadim, Haftal Reicha Kamocha. And then, Midrabanan, they told you what the mitzvahs are. But basically, the Daraisa is one mitzvah klali of Haftal Reicha Kamocha. But then the Gemara says, what's the point? To write that mitzvah, the Gemara in Bava Metzia here. On page 7. Where the Gemara says, because the Gemara darshins beis chayim zu gemilas chasadim. So why do you have to articulate and darshin bikracholim this one that? You already said gemilas chasadim. So the Gemara says lo nitzcha leben gilo damar ben gilo notalecha mishishim bicholim. That if you were born on the same mazel as someone else and you go visit him, you could take away some of his. Sickness. So he says like this. So even though you're gonna So he says he writes here on page 13 where the arrow is on the left side. Yaduha Maisa Shira Bibrisk. There was a Maisa in Brisk. When there was the pandemic in Brisk, Shamaron Agrach, Satzal Sasek Baatzma Vugufo Bitipo Acholim, that Reb Chaim Brisker himself went to the Cholim to visit them and help them. The Omer Agrach, the Gemara now Muchach Sheish Chiyev Latapel B'Cholim Afil V'Mokem Sheish Chasha Sakana, he says the Chiyev. This is what Reb Chaim said. To visit the Cholim and help them out is even if it could come hurt you. Ulam Agrach says, Omer, V'yesh l'chalek ben hechadish v'aday sakana l'hechadish rak sofik sakana. V'hechadish v'aday sakana ein dochi nefesh b'ri nefesh. Whereas if it's going to be a v'aday sakana for you, then you're not mechuyev to go and help someone else with a v'aday sakana. V'hechadish v'aday sakana ein dochi nefesh b'ri nefesh. Reinu chayim l'hachdi tzatzmo Bevadei sakana hatzias chaveru shebevadei sakana. Onu mokum sheisha chashash for sofik sakana. If it's only a sofik sakana, That's a question. We saw not everyone agrees to that. Right? We saw that in the Radvaz. Not everyone agrees that you even have to be machdis a suffix sakana to say for a vile. So that was the question over here that maybe we made a special mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. That itself became a mitzvah. The Chiddush is, he writes it before, because if Bikur Cholim would only be part of Gemilas Chasadim, so then he wouldn't have to put himself even to a suffix sakana. But since it's a mitzvah miyuchedes, so then they had a chiyuv of Bikur Cholim. I feel even though it's going to be a suffix sakana, that's what the Gemara says. And that's why it's considered a mitzvah re'athnei atzmo to do it, even if it's going to bring a suffix sakana. And that's the discussion whether the difference whether it would have been just a part of Gemilas Chasadim, so then it wouldn't have been a mitzvah of Neatzmo. But once it becomes a mitzvah of Neatzmo, so then perhaps you have to do it, at least in the case of a suffix sakana to be matzil vade sakana, which itself is not so simple. Okay. Yesterday we discussed the Chasam Sofer, when he said that all the boys in his yeshiva were not affected by the pandemic. There's another, Dr. Eddie Reichman wrote an article about this, and then he showed me where it is. There's a story. It's not found in the Ksavim of the, the thing I told you yesterday, I showed you in the Drushes. That was from the words of the Chasam Sofer. What I'm going to show you today, I don't have the same level of evidence of what I showed you yesterday. But I'll show you where Dr. Reichman, this is, showed it to me in the Sefer called B'Nesiv, on page 14. B'Nesiv Echesed V'Emes. And it's the article is about Minhagei Zayin Adar. Right? We know in many communities, they have a Suda for the Chevra Kadisha in Zayin Adar. A couple of years ago, I was asked to speak at such a Suda. The Suda of Zayin Adar. So they tell over a story here on page 17 about the Zayin Adar store, like this. Look in the first arrow on page 17 on the right side. Eidus Nemona. You see where it says? Eidus Nemona Meid Rav Shmuel Rein et Seshama Mitalmidov Shal HaChasam Sofer. G'dol Batorah. This fellow, Rav Shmuel Rein, as he said, he heard it from Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer. Shebishnas Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph. That in the year Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Gozer HaRofim Shalolis Asef Basifa Yachat. Right? It was a time of a pandemic, and the doctor said that you shouldn't have gatherings. Machmas Choli Kovet Shashara Be'ir. He Machlas Cholera, Rachman Lutzlan. That we're afraid that people would be contagious and people would catch it. So it says, "Mishum kach sovru gaboy haChevra Kadisha levatel asasuda." So the people of the Chevra Kadisha that year wanted to decide to cancel the Chevra Kadisha suda. And then it says here, Umicha behem marana chasam sofer, almost ein hei marshoim levatel es asudim shum padim v'ofim. So, again, so chasam sofer writes here that, they say in his name, that he was mocha not to mevatel the suda. Rabbi Herschel Reichman asked me today what was the svara. It's hard. Again, this is an anecdote. It's hard to build, great halachic decisions like Rabbi Bari said from stories and anecdotes. Especially, this is not in the svarim of the Chasam Sofer. You know, so, you know, Rabbi Hirschreich was saying, you see that the Chasam Sofer was, you know, he kept the yeshiva was kept open, and, you know, I don't know exactly what the social distance was or that was. So you do see, as Rabbi Hirschreich was saying, some trend in the Chasam Sofer about keeping the yeshiva open, keeping the Suda. And Rabbi Hirschreich was saying, in contrast to Rabbi Akiva Eger, who seemed to be more machmir in terms of this. But again, it was many years ago. It's hard to know what you could extrapolate from these from this story to modern day situations. Every situation is different. Every machala is different. And every so, you know, there are certain principles that you can glean from these stories. But that doesn't mean that that's an end all be all. You see, the Chasam Sofer didn't care. Well, that, you can't say such a thing. Because we don't know the exact situation of how it, or what, you know, what it was, etc. But this was a. But when Rabbi Dr. Eddie Reichman wrote a piece in Tradition, and he quoted this thing, I wanted to see it inside, so I called him up. That he should tell me where this Chasam Sofer is, because I'm a big believer to see everything inside. That's why we have all these packets, to see everything inside, the exact mocker, where everything is, and you know, to see exactly what it is. And that was this anecdote that was brought down, but. The story that we said just now of Reb Chaim is you know, that idea. And then he quotes Rabbi Reichman with the Kesef Mishnah here on page 9 about putting yourself in Sakana. Look on page 10, really. He says in the third of Yushalmi, Masik Afil Hachdis Atim of Suffolk Sakana Chayev. If the other person is in a vadai sakana, then he'll only be in a suffix sakana. So he should put himself into a suffix sakana. But that doesn't. But we saw that not everyone agrees to that. And Dr. Fine then asked the question, but the concept that sometimes we see to jump into the water. But it could be that a person who is a capable lifeguard, that's not even called a suffix sakana. But not necessarily is it a proof that this, that you to put yourself l'chatchila into a suffix sakana in a situation where it's a vadeh, or someone else is a vadeh, whether there's a chiv or not. That's the question of the violation of lo saman al damrei yachaf, and when do we apply that concept of lo saman al damrei yachaf, but. But Reb Chaim was of the opinion, Reb Chaim Brisker, that he would put himself into a suffix sakana to help someone who was a vadai sakana. This, you know, you heard stories with 9/11, that people who would go into the building, you know, to try to save people, etc. And you know what you know that was a very you know. And now there are people now who are suffering, you know, from things in their lung and things are now that from then, from, you know, okay, we're not here to judge what was the right thing, what wasn't the right thing, but, you know, that was another situation where this Shaila came about. Okay, and then if you want to read more in this... in this article that, you know, that was put together in the Kovitz is called Verapo Yerape. This was from the 2009 edition of Verapo Yerape, where it discusses this decision. This, the famous story, as he writes here on page 19, is from the fall of 1848, that Yom Kippur. of the fall of 1848, and that he said is that was the second of eight cholera pandemics that lasted from 1829 to 1852. So hopefully, Baruch Hashem, with modern medicine today, we won't have such a recurrence of. But you see that once these pandemics happened, it wasn't like a one-time thing. It was a recurring thing. It was eight of them that spanned 23 years, from 1829 to 1852, and then he titles it "The Rabbi Who Ate on Yom Kippur," Israel Salanta, the cholera epidemic of 1848, and that was the. That we saw today was the, and it was, you know, the terrible amounts of deaths and things like that, of what happened then and in that time. That was the Dr. Edward Reichman, who was a very big expert in halacha and medicine, and he wrote recently an article in the tradition journal that came out on this topic. But that was the story of the Kasab Sofer and the Suda of the Chevra Kadisha, and again, it's hard to know how to, you know, compare that situation when Yisrael Salanter was telling people not to fast. What, you know, you can't just make a gzeir shava from today till then of what the chances are of getting it and being in the sakana at what was then and what was now, or it depends what location you are now, etc. You're just saying that one doesn't have to fast. I mean, and even then, when he did it, they were misnagdim to him. And that was the tshuva of the Rabbi Tzal HaKohen of Vilna of the Reishis Bikurim. It's a fascinating sefer, the Reishis Bikurim. You know, he has the famous tshuva here that the Beis Halevi argued with, that he says he once went to Italy for Shabbos. He tells you the year. And they gave him a kibbud. It was on, where was it? Yontif, whatever it was. And his kibbud was to duchen. What do you mean? Every kohen duchens. So in Italy, the minhag was that all the kohanim would go up to the bima, but only one kohen would actually articulate the birkas kohanim, and everyone else would be yotze through shomei ka'ona. And that was... And they brought a raya from the Mishnah and Megillah, because the Mishnah and Megillah says that there were certain things that were considered like getting maftir, but Bizman Chazal was considered a pechisas hakovet, because everyone else is getting, you know, a real aliyah. He's only called up to read in the Navi, and we have him read from the Torah a little bit, but so to mafias him, they would have to give him all types of things to let him agree to take mafter, you know. And one of the things was that he would, if he's a kohen, he would duchen. So the question that was asked is, doesn't every kohen duchen? So Rabbi Tzal HaKohen says, no. In those days, only one kohen duchen, and everyone else was yotze with shomei ka'ona. And the Beis Halevi has his famous piece where he argues with Rabbi Tzal HaKohen, and he says, no, that there's no such thing as shomei ka'ona by duchenim. Every kohen has to duchen, because it says kol rom. Kol rom. Duchenim is with kol rom. And you can't do kol rom through shomei ka'ona. The one who says it, he's kol rom. You're listening, so that's ka'ilu you spoke. But it's still not a kol rom. And that was the famous Beis Halevi's psak, that there's every kohen has to say the duchenim. You can't just have one kohen say it and everyone listens. And that was to counter Rabbi Tzal HaKohen's what he said over from his experience in Italy, where they had one Kohen to do it. So Kachi Darka Shal Torah, you see that Betzal HaKohen is arguing with Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, and then the Beis HaLevi was arguing with Rabbi Betzal HaKohen. So Kachi Darka Shal Torah, the Pulpul Daraisa of this. Okay, Rabbi Osei, so we're taking...
There's also a requirement of Be'ava.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Be'ava, right. Yeah, the Ava, right, it's from a Zohar. We say that's the Nusach HaBracha, but the Zohar, the Nusach HaBracha says it from the Zohar HaKadosh, that if you don't love the people, you shouldn't duchen for them. You have to be Be'ava. Right. Okay.
How did Reb Chaim explain that Gemara?
What?
How did Reb Chaim explain the Gemara in Megillah?
Oh yeah, so you mean the head of the other Beis HaLevi?
Yeah, Beis HaLevi.
So the other explanation. Look in the Mishnayos Yochanan Boas. He has some other explanations there of Megillah. Okay, Rebbe, we'll take a 2-minute break now, and we'll start Parsha Shir. Next week probably will be our last. We'll probably do Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel Monday, Tuesday. Will be as Hashem the end of the series. Today is the official last day of the official shiurim of this limud, the YU summer limud. But since we didn't start on the same day, we started earlier, so we can end later also. So there's no so the Bez Hashem, there'll probably be two more shiurim, Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel on Monday, Tuesday, Bez Hashem, and then we continue. The Zman of the Yeshiva begins, I believe, on August 26th. Those that want to come are welcome to come. It'll be on Zoom till after Sukkot, and after Sukkot we'll see what it'll be. You never know what it'll be. And everyone is welcome to come. I don't know what time it's going to be, but maybe it'll be the same time now. That's what I think. It makes, you know, the 11 o'clock slot. I'll let you know if you're interested. You know, those that are, you know, here or wherever you live, you can have Zoom. With the beginning, we're going to start Be'ez Hashem. Officially, Yeshiva is learning Pesachim, Arvi Pesachim. I want to begin with the halachas of Kibud Va'odik Shabbos. For example, like making a Suda on Erev Shabbos. Say you have, a Pidyon HaBed, a Bris Milah, you know, different halachas of eating on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. And are you supposed to do a dafka earlier in the day as opposed to later in the day? And what if you want to make... I once had a little machlokas with somebody that they wanted to make a birthday party for somebody. And it was Erev Sukkos. And I was against it. Dafka pick Erev Sukkos because, you know, to make a party on Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, is a question whether you're really allowed to do so. In other words, if the Bris Milah falls out on that day, it falls on that day. But to you to be koveya something that doesn't really fall out on that day and make a special Suda is a question whether you're allowed to do that. So all those halachas and Be'ez Hashem, I'd like to do that on during the week. And Be'ez Hashem, the plan on Sundays is to do schiris and kablonis, meaning a lot of people hire contractors. And the contractors very often want to work on Shabbos. They want to work on Shabbos because they want to get done with the... And then there's a big shiloh of having contractors work on Shabbos and on Yontif. And so we're going to hopefully have a series of schiris and kablonis. What is the halachas of having contractors work for you on Shabbos? Like sometimes, like shuls are built, and they have time frames. And the question is, and after a certain time, they have to finish up. Are there any heterim and things like that that are discussed? And it's something that comes up a lot when people are doing construction in their house, and there's pressure being put by the, you know, by the construction people. And it's very important halachas about that as well. So that'll probably be the Sunday shiur for this man. As last year we did Sarara, right? About if one, you know, has a certain position, is there a chazaka, no chazaka, etc. So Bez Hashem, we'll take a 2-minute break now, and then we'll do Parsha Shir and continue.